faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman continues his search in Metropolis, on a freight ship far out at sea, Monk, a black marketeer, forces Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and young Tony Amato to climb a companionway to the deck.
Get going, kid. You too, Miss Lane, up on deck. Diamonds is waiting to see you three do a high dive into the drink. And Diamonds don't like to be kept waiting. Go on now, move.
Well, the big Superman hidden word contest is all over but the shouting. And that, the shouting, I mean, will come when 1,000 of you will learn that you are the lucky winners of the swell prizes that are packed and waiting, ready to be sent to you just as soon as the judges finish reading the entries. And believe me, they've got quite a job on their hands. Contest entries are pouring into the New York Post Office in a giant stream of letters and postcards. Thousands and thousands of them. And as fast as they come in, they are turned over to the judges. Each entry is given equal consideration. First, the judges make sure your entry includes all five of the hidden words in the proper sequence that make up a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. Then, they read and consider your statements on what the quotation means to you. Finally, they decide which are the 1,000 best and most sincere statements. And those, of course, will be the 1,000 lucky winners. Now, that's quite a bit to do, and will therefore take some time. So you must be patient. Meanwhile, just so you can have some idea of what chance your entry stands, at the end of the program, we'll give you the five words that make the important quotation from the Declaration of Independence. So keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Before Tony Amato, a young refugee boy, could reveal to the police how black marketeers were stealing and selling food intended for the starving children of Europe, he was captured by the black market gang. And when Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane, reporters for the Metropolis Daily Planet, were on the verge of discovering what had happened to Tony, they too were captured by the gang. With Tony, they were taken aboard a freight ship bound for Europe. Meanwhile, back in Metropolis, Superman persuaded a girl named Gladys Smith, an employee of a wholesale grocery where Lois was last seen, to tell him what she knew. And as we continue now, having resumed his guise of Clark Kent, Superman enters Inspector Henderson's office at police headquarters, where the inspector waits with Jonas Brigham, owner of the wholesale grocery from whose warehouse Tony, Jimmy, and Lois disappeared. Listen.
You still insist, Mr. Brigham, that you never heard of a man named Monk?
I certainly do, Mr. Kent.
Oh, it's quite surprising, considering he's one of your employees.
Well, what's that, Kent?
You say Monk works for Mr. Brigham?
That's right, Inspector. Monk is his truck driver.
He is not.
How do you know, Kent?
Gladys Smith just told me.
It is not true.
According to Gladys, Roy Hansen, Mr. Brigham's foreman, and Monk were loading a truck with food packages at noon today when she and Lois came into the shipping room.
If you will just
be quiet, Brigham. Go on, Kent.
Well, Lois heard Hansen call the truck driver Monk. So she got away the first moment she could, said she had to make a phone call. Well, Hansen got suspicious, called Monk, and he went after her. Then Hansen told Gladys to keep her mouth shut about what had happened, or Monk would take care of her, too.
Well, I'll be... Brigham, why did you say Monk doesn't work for you?
I didn't say that.
Kent was right. Something rotten is going on in your warehouse, and you know all about it.
No, will you listen to
me? You knew about your watchman being murdered, and about Jim Olsen and Tony Amato, and now Lois Lane disappearing. Do you know what it means to withhold information from the police?
Look, if you will just let me explain, Inspector. This Monk does not work for me. I don't employ any truck drivers.
You don't?
What?
No. The Metropolis Trucking and Shipping Company has always done my trucking and hauling.
And Monk works for them?
Well, I suppose so. I don't know much about them, especially since they changed hands. I met the new owner once, rather flashy chap. Wears a great many diamonds. I didn't like his looks, and I made up my mind then to find a new trucking connection. But I've been very busy.
Where are the offices of this Metropolis Trucking Company?
On West Market Street, near the waterfront.
Let's get Roy Hansen in here and find out what's going on. He must be mixed up with this trucking company.
You go ahead, Inspector. I'll see you later.
Wait, where are you going, Kent?
To that trucking company to find Lois and Jim and Tony.
But wait! We'll pick up Hansen and a squad car and drive out there.
Thanks, but I have my own transportation, Inspector. And, Mr. Brigham, if I find I owe you an apology, I'll be back to deliver it later. So long. I guess I can change in this alley. Out of these clothes. Jim's missing since yesterday and Lois since noon. Only hope I'm not too late. There we are. All set.
Superman. Now, out to that Metropolis fucking company. Up and away! Well, there's West Market Street, but... Oh, wait a minute. Sign on that big garage building says Metropolis Trucking and Shipping Company. Lois, me and Tony are not there. Neither is the man with the diamonds. Just that fellow on the ground floor. Well, I'll have a talk with him.
Down!
I'd like a word with you, friend.
What? Who are you?
Superman.
Oh, yeah? Shake hands with Napoleon.
So, you don't believe me, eh?
Oh, boy. I wish Diamonds and Monk was here. He'd get a laugh out of this.
Well, see if you get a laugh out of this. This truck must weigh about 10 tons, wouldn't you say?
Sure. You're going to lift it.
Exactly. Watch out.
Oh, boy, this guy's killing me.
Well, what do you say now?
Holy smoke. You've done it.
Now, are you satisfied that I'm Superman? Or would you like me to fly you around the garage?
No. Keep away from me.
All right, now let's get down to cases. Where are Lois Lane, Jim Olson, and Tony Amato?
Huh? How'd you know? I mean, what'd you say?
Then you do know where they are.
Oh, me? No, I don't know nothing.
Looks as if we'll have to take that little flight after all. Up with you.
No, don't. Put me down.
Are you going to tell me where Miss Lane, Jim, and Tony are?
Yeah, I'll tell you whatever I know.
That's better. Now, talk.
Well, Diamonds and Monk got him on a ship.
Ship? What ship?
I don't know which one. All I know is that Diamonds told Monk to bring the 2 kids and the dame out to the ship. When they get out of the way, he's going to dump them into the drink.
Great Scott, has this ship sailed yet?
Yeah, supposed to sail early this afternoon.
Uh-oh. Almost 7 o'clock now. Tell me, what kind of a ship is it?
It's a freighter.
Where's it bound for?
Europe someplace. I don't know, where Diamonds turns over to...
The food packages that are supposed to go to starving children, but which rascals steal, eh?
Yeah.
Why, you rat.
Don't hit me.
I wouldn't soil my hands on you. One more question. Where did the ship sail from?
One of the city piers. I don't know which one. Honest, I don't.
All right. There's a police officer at the corner. I'll turn you over to him. Then I'll hop out to the docks. Come on! Are you the city pier master?
That's right, Superman. What can I do for you?
A freighter, I don't know its name, sailed from one of the city piers early this afternoon, bound for some port in Europe. I want to know the name of the ship and its exact destination.
Well, quite a few ships sailed today. I have a list of them here.
Good.
Let's see now. The Jane L. sailed at 1:15.
Yes.
Destination Panama.
No, that's not it. This ship is bound for Europe.
The Export and the Grey Queen sailed at 1:35 and 1:50. Cargo's general freight.
Oh, where are they bound for?
See, the Export is bound for Liverpool, the Grey Queen for Marseille.
Either might be the one I want. Any others?
Let's see. Yes, another freighter, the Harvey T, sailed from Pier 19 at 2:10, destination Naples.
That might be it, too.
Oh, here's still another, left from Pier 8 on the river. The Susan M. Crane, bound for Oslo.
4 ships, either one of which may be the one I'm looking for, spread all over the ocean.
And here's still one more, Superman.
Uh-oh.
Left at 1:10, the Poinsettias, destination Portugal.
Great Scott. Any more?
No, that seems to be about all.
That's plenty. Means this is a big job even for me. Oh, if only I have time enough. Well, thanks very much. Better be going.
Good luck, Superman.
I'm going to need luck this time. Up and away! Leaping high into the evening sky above Metropolis Harbor,
Superman takes a bearing from the stars and streaks out to sea. Five ships, several hours out and bound for as many different ports. Oslo, Norway to Naples, Italy. Will Superman locate the Black Marketeer's ship? And in time, we'll be back in a moment with the dramatic climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Here they are, gang, the five hidden words that were included in five consecutive Superman programs last week, and which altogether make up a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. The first, a three-letter word beginning with A, is all, A-double-L, all. The second, also a three-letter word, but beginning with M, which we said some of you would grow up to be, is men, M-E-N, men. Third, another three-letter word beginning with the letter A, and which, as we told you, is the present tense of the verb to be, is, of course, are, A-R-E, are. The fourth word has seven letters, is the past tense of a word meaning to make, and is created, C-R-E-A-T-E-D, created. The fifth and last word has five letters beginning with E, and is a word you use often in arithmetic. Of course, you know the word is equal, E-Q-U-A-L, equal. Now, the whole sentence together is, all men are created equal, and it is found in the second paragraph of the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. Did you get it right? Well, if you did, then your chance of winning one of the 1,000 swell prizes is very good and depends entirely on the judge's opinion of your statement on what all men are created equal means to you. Tomorrow we'll give you some idea of what it should mean to you and to all good Americans. So don't fail to be with us then.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. Under a bright moon, the cargo ship Poinsettia, a fast reconverted passenger craft, is steaming through the waves. A brisk breeze is blowing, and Diamonds, head of the Black Market gang, stands in the enclosed wheel room with the ship's captain, a burly bearded man. Just below at the deck rail, Monk and two crew members, all of them armed, wait with the pale-faced Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and young Tony Amato. In the wheel room, Diamonds questions the captain.
How far out are we now, Mike?
About 150 miles, Diamond.
That ought to be far enough. Won't be no cots out here.
Sure won't.
Okay, Monk. Dump them over.
Okie doke, Diamond. Here they go.
Well, that's that, Mike. We won't be bothered with them anymore.
Meanwhile, 200 miles north, Superman hovers in curious flight above another freight ship, Susan M. Crane.
No. No, this isn't the right ship either. Well, that eliminates two. Three more to go. Away!
Bearing to the south, Superman calls on his mighty muscles for all their speed as he hurtles through the starry heavens to seek out three more ships, which is like trying to find tiny corks on the mighty ocean. Will Superman find Jimmy, Lois, and little Tony in that vast sea before it is too late? The moment was never tenser, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen tomorrow. Tune in, same time, same station, for another smashing episode of Hunger Incorporated and a big surprise on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Ickx and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.